So hi, I'm Halfshot, and I do all the Bridgie stuff, Mage.org, Foundation-y stuff. So this is ROC, XMPP, Bridgie stuff. And this is Crossing the Bifrost, which is basically we bridge everything into Matrix at once and see what could go wrong. But first, let's go through sort of what Matrix is. So how many of you have heard of Matrix? That's literally everyone. Yeah, it's the movie, right? This is the movie presentation. I will not go too much over this. This is an open source standard for interoperable centralized real-time communication over IP, but you guys will know that already. It is also no single party owns your conversations. It means it gets shared across, but you guys also know that already. So let's skip through to the meat of the thing, which is bridges. So how many of you know about bridges? That's still pretty much everyone. Right, good, this is redundant. This is what a bridge looks like. It is basically a bridge that sits on the outside of your home server and it talks into a remote network. Here we've got XMPP talking TCP, XML talks to the bridge, talks to Matrix. And we have two APIs that do this. We have the AS API, which is how the home server will push things into your bridge and then gets pushed along to XMPP. Or in the other way direction, we have the client server API, which is basically the same as the client API, which pushes stuff from the bridge into Matrix. It's pretty damn neat. This is why do we bridge? Why would we bridge at all? What's the point? These are the points. There are also other points. So importantly, it connects your communities together. So in such a way that if you have a community on RSC, community on XMPP, community on Slack, how do you get them to talk? Traditionally, we use humans to do this, where humans talk between them, and it was a mess, and it goes wrong, and mailing lists, and it's dreadful. Humans are bad at communication. We have solved this problem with software, in such that instead, Matrix will do this problem for you, and everybody can talk in the same place, and it just works. There are other reasons, such as using one app for your communication. I currently have 5 different things running in my PC to talk, purely for this demo. I don't usually do that, but you might find that your battery drains if you have 5 apps on your machine. This is a one advantage of bridging. It's not great, but it's a good thing to have. It's a great migration path. If you want to move from RSC onto XMPP, anywhere else, or possibly onto Matrix, that would be nice. You can do that as well, because you basically just set up your room in such a way with RSC in it, and then people join from Matrix, and then slowly you kick RSC people out of it and say goodbye, and now everyone's on Matrix. Master plan achieved. Finally, bots, integrations, and other bridges. Because Matrix is Matrix, if you add other things to your room, wow, now you can talk to them from RSC. You can talk to GitHub from RSC. How cool is that? You didn't even have to talk to RSC directly yourself, because you've written the stuff in Matrix. You don't even have to think about other protocols. It just works. Isn't that cool? This is me knocking the cable. Come back. There, we have half a slide. This is fine. So if you had this on your QR code, you could see this on your screens, but it's okay to see the important things, which is IRC and Slack, which you actually need to care about. This is an updated graphic of an XKCD comic we did ages ago where we show what we bridge and why you should bridge and all the things that just work. So the bubbles here represent... So here we have Slack, IRC, and everything connects together in such a way that you can still have your communities together. It's sort of a lazy graphic to explain what I'm just said, really. And let's go into more about the bridging techniques of how we do things. So there are different things. We have portal rooms, plumbed rooms, in such a way that we have portal bridges. These are basically representing your remote network on Matrix in a remote network native format. It's a really hard to see graphic. Basically, this is an RSC channel here, which is on Matrix on the right client. And the way it works is fundamentally, you join a room, everything is managed by the remote network. All the ACLs, all permissions, even the icons look rubbish because it basically looks like RSC. It's designed to be native feeding like RSC. It works, but it does lack the things to do, like nicely tuning your room and such and so on. For plumbed rooms, it's the opposite effect. You have a Matrix room, you want to get people from remote networks into that room. And the way this works is you have a Matrix room, you click a button, and then you can add RSC, Discord, Telegram, Slack, Gitter, XMPP, which isn't listed here but does work, and others. They're all basically, you can just add things into your room as you need them. It's more dynamic, it's more fun, and it requires like 5 seconds more setup. It's what you should be doing, basically. But this is half the story. Because you can bridge things in, but how do they look on a remote network? That's very important. If they just look like text with no usernames, You can't even trust the bridge, right? So you need something that looks sane and you can understand it. So we have different names for these as well, because we have lots of names for this thing. So we have BridgeBot style, which is where you have just a username and some text, and this is all it is. There's no like impersonation or profiles or anything like that. It's just sending a message in as a bot, username, message. It's really lazy and it works. I mean, if you have nothing else, it's a good way to bridge, but it looks kind of like meh. It's not particularly great. And it's useful things like Facebook, where you can't just make accounts on the fly. So we've made this thing called one-way puppeting, which is basically where you sign in as your Discord identity or your IRC identity or something like that on Matrix and say, right, when I send a message into Matrix, from Matrix into my remote network, I want to see my messages appear like they look like they belong in a remote network. This is trustworthy. You can do DMs. You can do all the fancy things in a remote network. And it's awesome. And it works pretty much all the bridges. For IRC and XMPP, this is native. You don't have to do any work. It will just make you an account using the components API or components XCP or the IRC TCP connection rubbish. And that's how that just works. It looks indistinguishable because, you know, you see here, and if you really peer at the screen, it looks like I'm talking in Discord, but actually, I just sent a message from Matrix over here. This is pretty cool. And the last thing to talk about is double puppeting. This is puppeting, but both ways. This is where if you send a message from Telegram into Matrix, your Telegram will use your Matrix account to send messages into Matrix, and no one can tell what you're doing. No one can even see the bridge. It's completely indistinguishable. This is the Holy Grail. There even should be emojis there to explain this. But the important thing here is that it does use your Matrix account. And it's something we're trying to improve by using OAuth style scope support rather than just giving them access to your whole Matrix account, which is why we don't support this yet in a sort of fuller way. But it's where we're going to go next, if it makes sense. So this is all great. These all exist. We have technology. We have words. We have names. But then how do you do it? This is sort of a mock-up of a Slack, XMP, IRC, Discord separated network setup. And you can, as you see here, it's completely discordant, if to use the pun. It is not really great. No one can really talk to each other. So all we do is WAN matrix in there like that. Different home servers all connected up. Oh, God, everyone can now talk to each other. This is great. This is basically what we do here. Very simple. All you're really doing is sticking the matrix glue in so everyone can start talking to each other, and it just works. If I can find the pointer. So the thing I actually came here to talk to about was Bifrost, which is the whole name of the thing, right? This is a new bridge which supports various cool things such as gatewaying. Gatewaying is the ability to connect to matrix rooms from a non-matrix protocol without any setup. Currently, you have to have a friend on the matrix side to say, yeah, you can come in, or no, you can't, go away. Well, what we do is we basically automate this process so you can sit on your XMPP client and talk straight to matrix with no setup required. Only XMPP supports this right now. This is a Bifrost special feature, and it's super cool. So the FOSDEM room currently on IRC, which is bridged into matrix, can be accessible from XMPP because we've done this gatewaying stuff. So Bifrost, to use lots of cheesy phrases, is a next-generation bridge. It gives developers a modular framework to abstract away the complications of Matrix and just lets you write your tiny little block of code for remote network access. It's a pretty damn cool thing because it basically solves all this issue of having to write a lot of code to achieve basically a very small problem. And it allows you to fill in the gaps. It's written in TypeScript. Everyone likes TypeScript if you like JavaScript anyway. And it currently powers our new XMPP gateway bridge. It looks like this. The full stack of Bifrost, and that purple does not come out well, is that you have your home server, the API, you have the JavaScript libraries in the middle to sort of glue it all together. And at the top there, you sort of see the modular approach where we have storage, event processing, a module API, and on top of that, the various modules. We used to use Node Purple for XMPP. I'm sure everybody knows how good Purple is at bridging stuff and how good it is at XMPP and how old and outdated it is. We tried this for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and gave up and used a native XMPP library. It was much better. I strongly recommend anyone doing XMPP work, use like XMPP.js if you're using JavaScript. Do not use Purple's examples. They're not fantastic. But demo time. This is what you came to see, right? The demos. So we have Discord. We don't want Discord. Go away, Discord. We want. This is my world domination department. As you can see here, we have various bridges already in there. You can see here we have a sort of a room with many people in it. I am H. This is half short for H or something. And we have a bunch of people in it. But we've bridged it into Discord, as you just saw. So this is a Discord room. Let's say hello.
And if we go back, oh look, it just came through. Let's try it the other way around. If we go back, did I just? That's not the impressive bit. There's more bridges. We're going to keep going. What's that? If we go back, there it goes. We're going to keep going. Come on. It comes through. I'm not touching the HDMI cable ever again. IRC is not helping. This is not going to go well. Oh, no, there it goes. Latency of IRC in Freenode is great, everyone. Really use the Freenode. It's really, really good. Let's keep going to the last one. Not the last one. Hello from Slack. That's probably a better way to say it. Is this going to come through? He's typing. Could it mean something? Oh, there we go. Four bridges, or three. This is not enough. This is not enough, because we have XMPP, and we've got to prove that it actually works, right? I've basically lied to you all. So say, hello from XMPP. And it will even tell me straight back to the message, I'm hoping this will actually work. Yes, we have XMPP support, everyone. Woo! And my network connection has just died. That is amazing. Thank you, everyone. And I will just get a slide up to say that actually thanks, because we did actually write a thanks slide. So, ta-da! Five bridges or so all exist. Yeah, probably questions, I guess, right? Someone's very eager to have questions. Yep. There are a lot of questions.
So, there's quite time for some questions. I think he was fast, but I guess
Matthew wants
what?
What's
with the QR code?
You can read the presentation because it's federated. You can just look at it and open it on your screens. I forgot to tell everyone that. You can do it now and go back through it. Huh?
Zoom in. You can't scan it.
Oh, for... How about? Yes, that has also happened. It's a data URL. It's going to be really fun to zoom into. There, is that good? It's now done. Let's just delete matrix. If we just delete matrix. There, go. Right, you can all read that in your own leisure if you didn't understand what I just said. Any other questions? There's a guy at the back who's desperate.
Right, so
For the double puffing stuff? Yeah, absolutely. It's something we do for Telegram, but unless you trust the other guy at the other end, you don't want to give your access token away. This is why we're doing the whole OAuth style thing, all right? Because it makes sense to have access scoping. But yeah. Other questions on Matrix or anything?
You don't need to write the
connector
to post the question. Wait.
Do the bridges scale out to multiple self-users yet?
To multiple users? You mean as in...
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, I didn't hear it, actually.
Okay. Does the bridge scale out to multiple thousand users yet?
Sure. There's no real limit. I mean, the Freenode bridge, for example, does 26,000 users, and the XMPP one is just one connection sending back and forth. It easily scales. Sure.
Hello. So XMPP, as Matrix's website used to say, is horribly fragmented with a whole lot of things, which I disagree with. But there we are. But what do you do about supporting the kind of the end-to-end principle with these gateways?
With encryption style stuff, or
No, the end-to-end principle.
Principle.
Right. So the end-to-end principle is basically so that, for example, with XMPP clients, you can pop arbitrary data in and not worry about the server support because the server's not interested.
I can happily talk about that. So Matrix... So,
for example, things that would be useful for Matrix are things like typing notifications, but there's potentially other things as well. I mean, do you just have to constantly track these?
So what we have the... Yeah. There's probably two ways to answer this question. The first way for now is we would track, as I'm doing when I was looking for XCPs and sort of adding them to the bridge as I go. In the future, we have this thing called extensible events, where we have we say to clients, right, these are several different ways you can represent this message, and you choose the best way for you. So it might be a simple text body for simple things, which I'm sure XMPP is a way of interpreting most messages with some sort of message of a simplified form. And then you can extrapolate out to show me a calendar or show me a calendar and an image, and you can have a rich format or a cheap format, and there's less work on the bridging people. The other thing is Bifrost is designed so that we take these problems away from users and focus on me. So, you know, if you need to add support for things, the people writing the modules don't have to care, if that makes sense.
Right.
Cool. Questions?
More questions? Here? What? Wait.
So I may not have noticed it in the demo, but how did you, from Matrix, decide where the message went out?
Oh, yes. So I didn't actually go through a problem of setting it up, because that would have taken about the whole time slot to set up. I would ignore that. So for XMPP, it just looks, the name is the local part and the domain. So it has a identifier which you can automatically route across, because you on XP you join the room name directly, so it knows where to go. For other bridges, you do you click on, well, I would show you. There's a integration manager you click on, and you click a button, say add remote network into room, and you give it the channel name and the network name, and it will just you set it up with just a UI, if it makes sense. But we didn't set that all up for now because it doesn't. There's no time for that kind of thing.
So practically, it was like connecting from the other networks to the same room.
Yeah.
And all the other networks getting whatever you
put in there.
Okay. And you propagate from one network to Matrix and to the other?
Yeah. Network? Oh, yes. All the networks got all the messages. It all does that. Yeah. Before I go. Ta-da. This is the new UI. I've completely got to show you guys, which shows where all the networks are coming from and how it's all set up. So you can see there the workspace, the channel, and who's managing the bridge, even a pretty icon. So even on the Matrix side, you can actually see where your messages are now actually going, if that makes sense. If there was more space, there'd probably be an XMPP on there, but we are apparently quite limited on monitor space. Any other questions?
Okay, one or two more. Okay, you say it and you repeat it because I can get
there. Yep.
Maybe I didn't quite catch it when you told about it.
Yep.
Bridge to my installation. Is it easy to find on the website? How do you
do it? Yes, that's a really good question. So he's asking about where do you find how to add these bridges, the information on it. And there is a website called mesh.org/bridges. If you go to that, there is a huge page of bridges and how to set them up, and it's very simple to do. Cool.
Okay, maybe one last question or so.
Hello. Sorry, can you repeat that?
The slides.
Oh, great. Yeah. This is a the presentation.
Repeat the question first.
Oh, yes, the question. The question is, how did I do this? Is this using Matrix, and what is it? This is Matrix Presents, which is a thing I wrote 2 weeks ago in Vue.js, which is basically we use events in a room as slides, and you just go through them, and it renders them on a page, and it looks a bit like this. And I'm sure in the future it will actually render properly. But for now, how it works is everyone joins the room, they get federated messages across, and then they can just use the client to see the presentation as I do. And the cool thing is I can actually move my thing around on here, and if you had it on your phones, it also moves around on your phone. That's pretty cool, because now you're actually in sync with the presenter's slides. So it's a cool use of Matrix.
And can I edit live? Can I edit live from my phone?
You can. This is the fun thing. So Matthew has permission in the room, and he can totally edit my slides as I'm going and start writing rude comments about them if he really wanted to. So, yeah, it's a really dangerous and useful thing to have.
Okay. Great. Okay, I think it's time to close. Very interesting presentation, and of course, interesting project.
Cool.